Chapter 4. The Old Way Was One Way. My friend David Jeremiah tells about a woman who approached him after a sermon, protesting, "My God would never send someone to hell for simply not believing in Jesus." "You're right," David said to the somewhat surprised woman. "Your God wouldn't do that, because he doesn't exist." As one wag has noted, in the beginning God created man in his own image. And ever since that time, man has tried to return the favor. Many of us are guilty of creating and serving the God we wish existed rather than the God who actually exists. The disparity between the two can spell the difference between eternal life and eternal death. That is why A.W. Tozier wrote, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us." To put a finer point on Tozier's claim, it is crucial that when we contemplate God, we think about the true God who rules over creation rather than the God who resides in our imagination. If the true God issues declarations and commands, then they are absolute. If an imaginary God issues declarations and commands, then they are inconsequential. If the true God mandates what he requires from me, then I'd better listen. If an imaginary God makes a demand I dislike, then I can create a different God in my mind. If the true God claims there is only one way to experience eternal life, then I want to be sure I discover it. If an imaginary God makes such a claim, then I can easily ignore it. I love the story about the first grader in Sunday school who was working hard on a drawing. His teacher asked, "What are you drawing?" "Oh, I'm drawing a picture of God," the boy responded. The teacher gently explained, "Since no one has seen God, no one knows what he looks like." The first grader confidently replied, "They will now." While it is true that no one has seen God the Father, there is a great deal we can know about him, his likes and dislikes, his character, his commands, his thoughts about us, his purpose for the world, and his plans for us in this life and in the life to come. Where do we go to find this information? It is all deposited in the Bible.